Welcome to Mountain Region Radio. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face and keep you in the know, Mountain Region Radio will review chapter announcements, keep you updated on upcoming events, and break down the good news from around the region. Want to learn about the things that matter most to Mountain Region BBYO? Stay tuned, because you're in for a treat. Hey, what's up? I'm your host, Sam Fabricant, and this is Mountain Region Radio. I'm stoked to be hosting BBYO's first ever regional podcast dedicated to the one and only Mountain Region. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking with Noah Moyer and Sam Goldfinger. Like last week, at the beginning of each episode, I'll give you a challenge for the week. Keep this challenge in the back of your mind, and if you feel inclined, maybe jot down some thoughts. This week's challenge is to meditate. Take 10 to 15 minutes in the morning or in the night to sit down, relax, and de-stress. Our first interview is going to be with Noah Moyer. Noah is 16 and hails from my home chapter, Kennedy AZA number 1631. He likes to play hockey, listen to music, and hang out with friends. This is Noah Moyer. What's up, Noah? Thanks for joining me on the podcast this week.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm super excited you were able to join me, and I know you're doing a lot in your personal life and within BBYO. What do you have to manage on a day-to-day and a weekly basis?
For me, my life is school, hockey, BBYO, and then whatever other time I get, I hang out with friends. And this can be a lot, so every once in a while, I do have to take a step back. And what I usually do to calm myself down is just put in my headphones and listen to music, whether it's in my room alone or going on the roof or just driving around in my car. Music is definitely something that helps me relieve stress.
Out of all of those things, what do you think is the most stressful?
School, for me, is the most stressful just because it's in a completely different environment. And doing school at home is a lot harder just to stay engaged.
What has that transition been like to having school online due to COVID-19?
It's been weird, but I feel like now I'm used to it. I'm slowly getting more into a routine of waking up, getting myself up, coming to my desk, and getting on my computer for school every day. But it has been weird. And just keeping myself motivated to stay on top of all my assignments and keep myself engaged has been difficult.
So you said that school is the most stressful. How do you manage your time and tackle that stress to keep it to a minimum?
For school, I would say I try to just knock everything out as early as possible. Like, if during one of my classes I finish an assignment or a project early and I have free time, then I'll immediately start working on other assignments and other classes. Just so with like hockey and everything else going on, I have some time for myself and to go hang out with friends.
Now, you said that although you're starting to get into a bit of a rhythm, staying motivated is something that you struggle with every now and then. Do you have a go-to strategy when it comes to staying motivated?
Having like a routine that I do every day definitely keeps me motivated. And also having like a set up study time, whether it's just with myself or with other people, just having that responsibility that I hold myself to has been good.
Now I have a bit of a deeper question for you. On the general topic of stress, would you say that stress is generally a good or a bad thing?
I think stress is a good thing because it holds us accountable for stuff that we're responsible for. Like if I have a project and I'm procrastinating or an assignment, and then my stress just builds and builds and builds until the point that I have to like sit down and do it right then or there, or I'm just not going to be satisfied.
So my life has been incredibly stressful too recently. And something I found for myself is that the moment that stress is relieved, another thing piles up. And it's a reoccurring cycle of stress to relief, of stress to relief. Do you find yourself in that cycle as well?
Yes, I do find myself in that cycle. It's hard to manage, but having that stress does keep me on top of things.
How are you able to manage being a part of your hockey team with all the stress that school already gives you?
For me, hockey is almost like a stress reliever. Just if I have anger, just want to get away from almost the real world, then hockey is my way of just taking a step back and doing something that I'm passionate about and that I love.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. And I think everybody should find something that's able to be a stress reliever for them and is able for them to escape all the stress in their lives and the place that they can go to be able to feel free and relaxed. What advice would you give to somebody who's constantly feeling overwhelmed and stressed and needs that break in their life?
I would say just every once in a while, make sure you take a step back, take a deep breath, do something that you love and that you want to do and something that makes you happy. And whatever that may be. And also, I feel like meditating has been good. I've recently been trying to do some meditating, and I think that definitely helps just with calming down your like nervous system and just lowering your stress levels.
Well, Noah, thank you for being so open and honest with me about the stress in your life. And I'm so glad you're able to join me on this episode of Mountain Region Radio.
Thank you so much.
Our next guest is Sam Goldfinger. Sam is 18 and hails from Abogadol AZA number 2236. During his free time, he likes to invest, hang out with friends, and listen to Pop Smoke. Without further ado, here is Sam Goldfinger. What's up, Sam? Thanks for joining me on the podcast this week.
What's up, Sam? How you doing?
I'm doing well. I am super excited you're able to join me, and I cannot wait to jump into your BBYO experience.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
So, Sam, you are a senior in high school and live in Tucson, Arizona. What has your experience been like from that first moment you decided you wanted to join BBYO?
I think when I first joined BBYO, I just got really involved really fast. Honestly, that's really dictated my whole BBYO career. I ran for Shaliach, I think it was, my first couple months being a BBYO. And yeah, it's been involved in the region, the order, ever since. It's been fun.
That's awesome. Well, you've had an incredible career throughout BBYO, and I'm sure there's more ahead in the upcoming months. Now, back in February, you ran for international board. At what moment did you know you wanted to step up and run for that position?
I think I decided I was going to run for Gisborne at the end of Perlman, at the end of Kalaw. Because Perlman just being there and all that, like it really, like it just gets you like energized about BBYO. So yeah, I decided I was going to run for Gisborne.
So Perlman is essentially ILTC and Kalaw, and you go through BBYO through the entire summer. Sam, what advice would you give to somebody who's on the fence about going to Perlman this upcoming summer or doesn't really know what they're doing yet?
My advice, someone's on the fence about it, do it. I mean, if you're doing one and thinking about doing both, do it. If you're thinking about just doing one, do it. It's an amazing experience. The people I met, I still talk to every day. And just the stuff that, I mean, the programs are always going to be good. I mean, international programming at ILTC and Kalaw is just some of the best programs you'll go to. But the best parts about it, like the connections you make with people and then the stuff that you do when you're not at formal programming, just messing around in the dorms and stuff. Yeah, those are some of my best BBYO experiences that summer alone.
Well, one of my biggest regrets throughout my BBYO career has not been going on a summer experience. So if I could give you one piece of advice, it would have to be go on them. Don't hesitate. Sign up. Go. It will absolutely not be a waste of your summer. You'll grow through Judaism as a leader and as a BBYO Aleph or BBG. So Sam, let's come back to international board real quick. What was that experience like to work your way up through the system and become a strong candidate for international Geese Bowl?
Honestly, it wasn't as hard as like some people say it was. It just really is all about like time management, because it's a lot of work, but they give you deadlines. So if you just figure out how you're going to pace yourself throughout it, and if you're on the fence about running for international board and you think that you'd be a good candidate for iBoard, do it. Don't let the rumors of all the essays you have to write make you not want to run, because it really isn't that much and you have a lot of time to do it. And if you really think you're a good candidate for it, just run. Like, it was honestly, even though I didn't win, one of my best BBOW experiences.
So you said managing your time is the best piece of advice you would give to somebody who is interested in running for international board. What was that moment like when you stood up on the stage reading your speech? Were you stressed? Were you confident? How did you feel?
That speech, that honestly is my proudest work in BBYO. I worked really hard on that, and I really was not stressed reading it because of how much time like I put into it, how many like edits I did, how much I practiced it. I was just kind of peaceful up there, like saying it, because I knew exactly what I was doing and it went exactly as I thought it would. And it was just like one of the best experiences I've had in BBYO. Like, that moment up there giving the speech is incredible.
Well, Sam, you're one of the most decorated olives I know, working your way up through your chapter board, working your way up through the region and the international order. What advice would you give to a prospect or new member who's still trying to find their place in BBYO?
I would say just try different things out. Try running for different chapter board positions. Try doing stuff at regional conventions. Maybe apply for ILN. ILN's the International Leadership Network. And I've had a lot of fun doing stuff at IC through the ILN and other committees. I've had a lot of great experiences with that. Just try different things out. There really is something in BYO for every olive. There's some people that like are cut out to be on chapter board, some people that really are going to go all the way to international board or regional board. And there's some people that, like, you know, that you're there to have those good experiences with your friends at conventions. Like, really, the more you experience in BYO, the more you're going to get out of it, because you're going to know what you want. Because I think a lot of people will waste their time BBYO by trying to do something that, like, they're told, oh, you have to run for chapter board, you have to run for regional board, you have to just like work your way up. But you really don't. Like, in BBYO, there are so many like opportunities and possibilities for like what you can do in your chapter, the region, or the order. And a lot of people think, all right, you just go from chapter board, work your way up. But it really isn't like that for everybody. So just the more you experience, the more like positions you run for, and it's just stuff you try, will really help you have a better BYO experience in the long run, because you'll know, hey, I like doing this, I don't really like doing this. And yeah, like I've done a lot in my BYO career. Yeah, I ran for a regional board like 4 times, ran for international board, ran for chapter board, and lost a couple times too. And like, really just don't do something because that's what you're supposed to do. Do stuff that, like, because you care about it and that's what you want to do. Yeah. That's the best advice I can give.
Well, Sam, like I said, you've had one of the most decorated BBYO careers I know. You're one of the most dedicated olives I know. And I'm so glad you're able to join me this week for this episode of Mountain Region Radio.
Yeah, I'm glad I was able to be a part of this.
Thanks again to my amazing guests, Noah Moyer and Sam Goldfinger. If you'd like to connect with me or any of these phenomenal guests, go check out the full transcript of this show to find their info and any other links mentioned. If you enjoyed this episode of Mountain Region Radio and you want to support our new podcast, I'd love it if you'd leave us a review wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Thanks again for joining me for this episode of Mountain Region Radio. It's been a pleasure. I'm your host, Sam Fabricant, and I cannot wait to speak with you next week on a new episode of Mountain Region Radio.